May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On this feast of St. Michael and All Angels, our second reading from the Acts of the Apostles told an episode of the miraculous angel-led rescue of Peter from prison. King Herod had been persecuting the apostles, and his men had killed James, brother of John, and had imprisoned Peter. What you may not have noticed in the text was a very short phrase. While he was captive, the church prayed fervently for him. A few weeks ago in Nigeria, Bishop Ignatius Kati was kidnapped and held captive for about 10 days. During this time, the church in many countries prayed for him and for his wife, who had been captured too, but quickly released. Archdeacon John, who was visiting this country at the time, was constantly in touch with his diocese of Niger Delta North to keep up to date with the news. Prayers were said daily in this cathedral and many churches in this diocese, and there was real relief and joy when the bishop was freed. Well, I wonder how often we pray fervently for something, for our families and friends, for those who don't have enough to eat, for refugees from the fighting in Syria, Afghanistan, and other areas of conflict. Much closer to home, for the homeless on our streets, for the sick, and for those with addictions. Prayer is not something we should indulge in occasionally, or just on Sundays. It's a real demonstration of our love and care for God and for his whole creation. And prayer leads to change, both in ourselves and in those for whom we pray. This cathedral is our spiritual home, where we are inspired by the Word of God and fed with the body and blood of Christ. When we come together, we have a duty to pray for others, but we should also pray constantly, wherever we are, at home or at work, for the issues we come across in our daily lives. Constant, fervent prayer is written about many times in Scripture. For example, Psalm 119 says, "Seven times a day I pray you for your righteous ordinances, praise you for your righteous ordinances." And in 1 Thessalonians, we're called upon to pray without ceasing. And in another portion of Acts, Acts 16, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And of course, we also have the prayer Jesus taught us and as an example of how to pray. Around the year 200, Clement of Alexandria wrote about prayer. Prayer is then to speak more boldly, converse with God. Though whispering, consequently, and not opening the lips, we speak in silence and we cry inwardly. For God hears continually all the inward converse. So prayer should be part of our everyday lives, every moment dedicated to God. Through the centuries, Christians have been reminded of the importance of prayer In the early church, for example, Christians prayed fervently for Peter, and he was released. In 2013, many prayers for Bishop Ignatius were made, and he was released. Just imagine how powerful our fervent prayer would be for issues of importance to the church in this area. As you will have heard in the notices, and as you will read in the leaflets being given out this morning, we are living in exciting times at Guildford Cathedral, and there's plenty to do if we are to achieve our vision. But we can start straight away, right now, to pray for our plans to come to fruition, and for God's will to be done in this place. As Paul wrote, we should pray without ceasing. Let us pray. Give us courage, O Lord, to stand up and be counted, to stand up for others who cannot stand up for themselves, to stand up for ourselves when it is needful to do so. Let us fear nothing more than we fear thee. Let us love nothing more than we love thee, for then we shall fear nothing also. Let us have no other God before thee, whether nation or party or state or church. Let us seek no other peace but the peace which is thine, and make us its instruments, opening our eyes and our ears and our hearts, so that we should know always what work of peace we should do for thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and us promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. And we join our prayers together by saying, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.